We are the voice of trucking. Welcome to Key Up New York. I am Kendra Hems, president with the Trucking Association of New York. We're glad to have you with us. I'm joined today by Assemblymember John McDonald. Assemblymember's been serving in the State Assembly since 2013, but obviously you had a life before that. So can you talk a little bit about like what you did and what it was that kind of led you to wanting to serve in the legislature?
So most people know that I'm a pharmacist. I still am a pharmacist, own Maris Pharmacy in Cohoes. I've been there 52 years, hard to believe, and pharmacist for 40 years. Back in 1999, I got the crazy notion to run for mayor just because they had a lot of people. So I was Mayor Cohoes from 2000 to 2012. And one of the beauties about being in the capital region is that you're in the shadows of the state capital. So I was down there a lot. You know, I was president of Conference of Mayors. I spent a lot of time advocating, not only as a pharmacist for pharmacies, but also as a mayor for mayors, and got to become familiar with the process and know the commissioners, the agencies, how New York State works and how it doesn't work some days. And when my neighbor and predecessor, Ron Canisteri, decided to retire, everyone looked at me and said, you're the last natural guy. So I've been there now in my 13th year in the Assembly.
That's great. Yeah. So we're actually, why I asked you today is partly because you have that background. Yeah. You know, you're a business owner, so you can relate a lot to what our members are going through. But we're not here to talk about the issues, which is, I think, a welcome relief given this time of year.
Plenty of time for that.
Plenty of time for that, absolutely. But what we are talking about is why it's so important for our members, your constituents, to engage with their local elected officials. So this time of year, it's prime season. Groups are having their advocacy days. We have one coming up in March. Can you speak a little bit by why that is so important that our members actually come to Albany for that?
Well, there's a couple things. First of all, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu, right?
Yes.
That's the old adage around here. So it's important, one, to belong to organizations, to support them financially, but it's more than just financial. It's not just pay by dues, and it's not like a condominium association. They're going to take care of the lawn. You need to actually participate. And the main reason why I tell a lot of groups, and I meet with a lot of them, being in Albany, we see them all year round. You're the subject matter experts. I'm not an expert in trucking. I have no clue what's going on. I listen to what you share and what your members share with us, but we really need to know how things are working on the ground. And, you know, those who are members who know it day in and day out, they actually are a very big resource to us, because when you get past all the noise and you get past the headlines, and here in the Capital Region, our sports is politics. It's government. There's a ton of advocacy going on. But advocacy is great, but where it comes up short is when we can't implement things properly and make them work.
Right. And I think sometimes there's this assumption from members that because the organization that they're members of, such as ours, like we have lobbyists, both on staff and we also work with third-party lobbyists. So they're like, well, you're there. You're having those conversations. And one of the things that we talk a lot about is that we are here to basically lay the groundwork, to talk about kind of the broad overview of what that issue is and why it's good or why it's bad. But to your point, what we need is for them to be able to come and have that conversation and saying, this is exactly how it's impacting my business. It's going to create this many jobs. It's going to cost me this many jobs, or it's going to hit me financially or help me financially. So to that end, can you talk a little bit about maybe a time when you had a particular stance on an issue and there was, and we don't have to talk about what the issue was, but there was maybe an interaction with one of your constituents that following that discussion, you were like, you know what, maybe I'm looking at this wrong and I have to reconsider this.
To be honest with you, that happens more regularly than you think. I can't, because it happens so often, I can't come up with 20 of them right now, to be honest with you. But I want to kind of go back a little bit to what you're alluding to. You know, I mentioned earlier, they're the subject matter experts. There's another thing that people don't keep in mind. They're constituents. They're voters. Mm-hmm. They're business owners. They're business owners who employ individuals and support families in the community. And to be clear, you know, politicians aren't as dumb as we sometimes act. We don't really get too far by aggravating our constituents. Our job is to listen to them and to find good public policy to kind of help improve the lives of New Yorkers. That's our job and our responsibility. The bonus is when you can actually develop a relationship with a business owner, and it's not just, oh, okay, March 18th came and went and lobby day's over. It's part of an ongoing relationship. You mentioned lobbyists. Lobbyists serve an important role. There's no doubt about it. But lobbyists, you know, as a legislator, I may like the lobbyist. I like you.
That's good to know.
You can't vote for me.
Right.
You can't help that. So the bottom line is, you know, I use the example Tommy Brennan, TNT Trucking, right? Known him for years. Or Sean Gallivan, the Gallivan Company. They employ people that live in my district. It's important for me to make sure I'm responsive to my constituents' needs. And I don't think your members, and I think this is with many organizations, I don't think they realize how much influence they can have.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the other important aspect is, and I know this because for years, whether it was Ron Canestrary, whether it was Hugh Farley, Pat Casale, God rest his soul, my mom and I went to Pharmacy Lobby Day since I graduated in 1980, every single year. Excuse me, 1985. 80 was high school. They looked forward to us, but more importantly, and we would visit every lobby day, but more importantly, Ron or Neil Breslin or Hugh Farley, when a pharmacy issue would come up, and Hugh Farley didn't even represent me, they'd call me and say, hey, what do you think about this?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts? That's a great position for a business owner to be in, and that's not something that's just dubbed on you. It's earned.
Right.
And it's about developing a relationship. My colleagues don't like this when I say this, but I say this quite regularly. We in members of the legislature, we get paid very generously. Our job is to be responsive to the public. If you see me in the grocery store, stop me. Introduce yourself. Develop that relationship. You know, if you're out in public or you're at the theater or you're at the movie theater, hey, I don't know if you remember me, because we don't remember. I really don't.
Yeah.
It takes 3 or 4 times. But make that connection. You know, I'm Joe. I'm with Joe's Trucking. You know, whatever it may be. Because at some point, we pick up on that. And mm-hmm. we want to make sure that when we're putting forth public policy, we want to know how it impacts business and how it impacts the people that work there and the people in the community.
Yeah. And I think that relationship build piece is so important. So important.
And the other thing, I guess I'm taking over the podcast.
That's quite all right.
The other thing I suggest to people, everybody has, you know, follow your elected official on social media. They have an email list. Sign up for it. Find out what they're talking about. Find out what they're interested in. You may find out they're talking about things that you don't like and you can reach out to them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you may find out, Jesus, they're talking about things I actually like that may or may not be related to my business. But that's how you build a relationship. That's how you say, you know, I kind of like your stance on that issue, and it has nothing to do with trucking. It goes a long way.
Yep. No, 100%. And we do encourage that with our members, engage as frequently and as often as you can.
Yeah.
And I think to your point, you know, you get inundated every year by, you know, thousands of people, really, from start to finish and throughout the course of the year. So it's kind of like squeaky wheel, right? And you have to be present, and you have to engage, and you have to build that relationship.
If you're at the table, on the menu.
Absolutely.
We do
say all the time too, like that relationship is incredibly important, because there's going to be times that we don't agree on issues.
Right.
But it's still important to be able to have those conversations and figure out, okay, we may not agree with this, but can we come to an area that we do agree to move forward?
There are plenty of times when there's people who I know, respect, absolutely adore, And there's sometimes we're not going to agree 100%. But sometimes it's not about winning 100%. It's about, okay, how can I respect what they're dealing with, but also how can I help minimize the impact?
Yep.
And, you know, compromise is still a good word.
Right.
It actually is a word that's not used often enough.
No, I agree. Yeah. I agree 100%. And I think a lot of what this comes down to is education. Because, again, you're getting, I mean, the legislature introduces thousands of bills a year.
Probably too many, but it's over 10,000.
I agree with that. Yeah, yes, yeah. I agree with that. Way too many, especially from a tracking standpoint. Right. But you can't possibly be expected to know everything about every piece of legislation. So part of where grassroots comes into play is to make sure that legislators do understand a particular issue. And to your point about if you're not at the table, you're hearing from both sides. Yeah. So it's important that members are engaging, your constituents are engaging. To that end, and we're talking about relationship building, have there been occasions where, or is there things that you can tell our members that, like, you shouldn't do? Bad examples of grassroots that we would never encourage, of course,
yeah,
but
I think
what is
thing,
not effective?
Yeah, I tell you, it happened last year in a hearing, not your group, but two leaders just decided to start screaming at the legislature in a health meeting. And I looked at the health chair and I said, okay, fine. Good luck. I'm just not going to engage, and I'm not going to be enthused about your concern. There still is, I think, plenty of room to improve on civil discourse in today's society. I think what confuses people, and actually, believe it or not, intimidates people, and I don't like saying this, but when you see some of the footage of what's being covered at the Capitol, and we could have a whole another conversation about what truly is news this day and age, because really, you know, traditional news still tries to do their job and be balanced, but let's face it, there's bias in a lot of different things, and social media has become a new source of news for people, whether it's news or not.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you see these videos and these pictures and these large crowds and these banners and all the orange shirts or the yellow shirts. I'm like, oh, my God, they're big. Well, yeah, there's people who have money behind that to push their issue. That doesn't mean that they're going to get their way either. So you need to be willing to ride the storm, be consistent. I do say to people, you build a relationship. It's going to be very helpful, particularly in times when you never thought you'd ever need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go back to Tommy Brennan, TNT. I know Tommy's kind of moving into retirement this day and age,
mm-hmm.
but I've known Tommy for 30 years. I've seen the guy when I was mayor at accident scenes at 2:30 in the morning doing his job. The guy was a worker.
Yep.
And at the same token, I could see his acts in the community supporting nonprofit organizations. You know, that goes a long way. I'm sorry. To me, it's one thing to say you're in business, another thing to have your business do good for the community. And I think a lot of your members are doing this already. It doesn't mean you have to say, hey, look at me. But intrinsically, you're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that goes a long way. I really do. And like I said, in the process, the sausage making, as we call it sometimes, your voices are heard, but you need to be at the table.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I'll obviously plug the trucking industry. Yeah. I think it's one of the best industries out there. I might be a little biased. But to your point, you know, our members do a lot in their communities, mm-hmm. actually just by the nature of what they do.
Right.
But even beyond that, right. many of them give back to their communities. And that is another opportunity for folks to engage when they're doing those type of events and within yeah. their community as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, the trucking industry it's a difficult time, right? It's difficult to get drivers. Everyone's sensitive to pricing. At the same token, I can tell you, between Tom and Sean Gallivan, they've educated me on some of the laws that we passed. And this is kind of inside baseball. You know, we pass laws, well-intentioned, but then we leave it to the agencies to interpret the regulations, to develop the regulations. And sometimes the regulations are exactly what we thought it would be. Sometimes they're saying, oh, Jesus, that's not really what we intended. Mm-hmm. The cynics would say they don't know what they're talking about. That's a certain thing you don't need to say. You just may say, you know, I don't know if this is what you guys intended. And it's important because, you know, it's right now with the Advanced Clean Truck, it's having an impact. It's causing some real distress within the industry, whether it's the trucking entities themselves, whether it's the people they buy from, the whole nine yards. I know we're getting into lobby day agenda items, but I think it's important because this is actually a real-time example of well-intentioned law. We really thought this is a good idea, but the truth of the matter is sometimes the market's not mature enough to be prepared to take off to the way we want to do it.
Right.
And, you know, on this particular issue, you know, Sean's a good example. We don't disagree with the idea. We're just not, the industry's not ready.
Right.
And they don't mean the trucking industry. They mean the people selling the trucks.
Right.
And yeah. Therefore, they're kind of caught in the middle.
They are caught in the middle. Yeah, and I wasn't going to raise a specific issue, but this is a great example of where that grassroots advocacy has been starting to make an impact.
Yeah.
Because to your point, the industry's been stepping up and saying, we don't disagree with the goal,
right,
but we're not ready for implementation today. So we have to figure something else out, and it's absolutely been starting to resonate.
And, you know, there's another example showing up, and you know this.
Yep.
We did an event in Cohoes back in September or October. It was probably October. It was a little chilly that
day. It was a little chilly.
It was a beautiful day, but it was chilly.
Yeah.
But it was interesting to me as a person who's been lucky to be in public office for 26 years, the large number of people that turned out on very short notice. If it was less than 4 or 5 days, that was a lot.
Yep, exactly.
And I'm looking and I'm watching these individuals come through, and I'm like, oh my God, this is like part of a living wake. These are people I've dealt with in a variety of different businesses throughout the community. And it's not all just truckers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I think it's a reminder that, you know, there's a lot more commonality out there and a lot of strength in numbers. Don't ever underestimate it.
Yep, absolutely. Great. So I think that we've covered a fair amount of ground.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about people coming to Albany, but you had also mentioned, you know, when you're in the store, come up and say hi.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When folks are in district, like how important is it? I actually have two kind of questions top of mind. How important is it for individuals to take the time to contact their legislators when they're actually at home in district and make that time for a phone call or a meeting?
Yeah, the simple thing, of course, is sending an email. But what's important is, you know, we have 62 legislative days a year on average. Sometimes it's a little bit higher. It's never lower. So that means on a typical weekday, you know, your legislator from July until the end of the year is going to be in district. They're not going to be in Albany unless there's something very special going on, and that doesn't happen too often. There's nothing wrong for them to kind of just check in, just to, hey, can I have 15 minutes of your time? I just want to go over a couple of different things. And, you know, everyone thinks we're off for 6 months. We are off from passing bills.
Right.
However, there's constant processes in place. We're reviewing bills, advocating for the governor to sign bills. But when they're back in district, you know, they're going to be in their offices. Maybe not every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not all day long because they go, I use this time to go out and visit with constituents. We'll go visit entities and see what their needs are, what their concerns are, whether it's about a bill we passed,
mm-hmm.
whatever it may be. So I think it's important. Just don't be, you know, my parish priest in Cohoes, Father McTavie Garrison, so used to talk about Christmas and Easter as when the, what was it? It was the elves and Easter Bunny show up. Just don't show up once a year for the holiday, right? In other words, just don't show up for lobby day.
Lobby day and call it a
day. Show up for lobby day. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to also have that personal time.
Yeah. Well, and I think that is such a huge message to our members because, yes, we want them in Albany, but a lot of them, they're small business and they're running their business.
Yeah.
They can't take off for the day.
I can't.
So you can still be impactful even if you don't come to Albany by making sure you're making that connection in district.
Absolutely. And, you know, listen, every communication, every email that comes from a constituent, I actually personally respond to. Not all members do, But I can tell you this, it gets to the attention of the member.
Okay.
It does.
So that actually was a kind of one of my follow-up questions is a lot of organizations, and we do have calls to action, and we'll send out like stock language that members can modify and personalize and then ask them to contact their legislator on a certain issue, whether for or against. So are those effective?
They are effective.
We always get mixed reviews on that.
They are effective. Now, the member may not say, oh, I remember getting your email.
Mm-hmm.
But they are effective. Somebody in the office is keeping tabs of them, knows what's going on. To reinforce how effective it is, I still do it for national pharmacy issues.
There you go.
Right? So I still advocate on behalf of my profession, pharmacy, to this day.
Mm-hmm.
I did something 2 weeks ago to Congressman Donko, who, and Senator Schumer and Senator Gilbert, who I could call them at any given time and talk to them, but I follow the process.
Right.
Because it's important. Somebody's tabulating and saying, oh, Jesus, they're reaching out again. Something's going on. We better pay attention.
Yeah,
and I mean
great.
That in a positive light.
No, that's great. Yeah. No, and I appreciate that perspective because that is when we put them out and, you know, I think that there's kind
it's
of this feel like...
It's the easiest form of advocacy to do. It's literally, in most circumstances, just hitting a button.
Mm-hmm.
If minimal, you may have to just copy and paste. It's not... If you can't take 2 minutes to do that, then... You know, you're not really thinking long-term about your industry.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Well, I think I know you're busy, have a busy schedule. I really appreciate you taking some time to join me today and talk about this important issue. We're looking forward to seeing you March 18th. To anyone who has not yet signed up, and hopefully you're encouraged now after this conversation to join us, registration's still open. Just go to nytrucks.org. Look for our DOVA, Drive Our Voice to Albany, and hope we see you on March 18th. So thank you again for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next podcast. We are the voice of trucking.